Okay, good evening, everyone. What you are, I hope everyone had a good yantif and zoche to mekayim the mitzvah of lekachtem lechem, Yom HaRishon, and all the other days, hopefully, with whether the learning that we did added to that or not, but hopefully, Be'ez Hashem, it was hopefully enhanced it in some way.
This call will be recorded.
Okay. So what I'd like to discuss now, this week, and maybe we'll see maybe a couple more weeks, is the mitzvah that, one of the mitzvahs that becomes nischadish at this time of year. I'm sure you've heard about it in other places. There's some talk about it, which is very good, and that's the mitzvah of learning Shnayim Mikra Ve'echad Targum. And so there's a lot to talk about here in terms of the background and the importance of it and the matara of it and then the halachas of it. So let's start with the foundation of this mitzvah. It's well known, it's a Gemara in Brachos and Daf Ches Amud Beis, where the Lashon of the Gemara, it's brought down in this sefer here. Amar Rav Huna bar Yehuda, Amar Rabbi Ami, La'olam yashlam adam parash Yosef v'ma tzibur, shnayim mikra v'echad targum. A person should make sure to see to it that he completes parshiosa, in the parshiosa of the Torah, shnayim mikra ve'echad targum. Afilu ataras v'divo, and even psukim, which seems to be names of places that don't necessarily seem to have any, you know, tremendous amount of chashivas or at least necessity to have to learn it and be mitargum it. Afilu ataras v'divo, shekala mashlam parshiosa v'mat zibur ma'richan o yomo v'shnosa. The Gemara says you have a very interesting Havtacha, an interesting matan scharu b'tzido, that one who does this, one who's mashlam parashiyos b'tzibur, he's zoychet arichas yomim, marichan lo yomov v'shnoisav. And there's a remez, some say a remez in the letters of the words ve'eila shmos, right? The first two words of the beginning of Sefer Shmos, ve'eila shmos stands for v'chayiv adam lahashlim haparsha or lilmod haparsha shnayim mikra ve'echad targum. That those ve'elishmos, and then it's brought down from the Baal HaTurim that he adds. Pasuk goes on that shows b'nei Yisrael. The Baal HaTurim one place says it, starting again from the beginning. Ve'im adam lomid haparsha shnayim mikra ve'echad targum bekol noim yikra, and he says so. It's a remez even in the words that there's a gift, a promise of arichas yomim based on it. Reminds myself there was a maisa this I heard once, a maisa with Rabbi Yashub when he was had to undergo a very delicate type of surgery. It's well known that when he was in his early to mid-90s, he had a very critical type of heart surgery. And there wasn't sure if he'd be able to be pulled through such a thing. And Baruch Hashem, he lived for another close to 10 years after that. But I think it was around that, it related to that surgery, but perhaps it wasn't, whatever it was. It was sometime that he was unable to finish the parsha of the week because he was... He wasn't conscious. He was between the surgery and what surrounded it. And when he came to afterwards, and he was, a little bit more, he was conscious and focused. So he asked for chumash right away, and he finished the last week's parsha, and then he started learning ahead the current week's parsha. So whoever was with him, his grandson or whoever, said to him, hey, this is. Okay, maybe I understand, last week's parasha, you're behind, so you feel a real pressure to as soon as you can. But this week's parasha, maybe you need to rest a little bit now. Maybe you should take a break, and there's time for this week's parasha. So he says, maybe it's not good for you to do it now. So he said, not good for me? What do you mean? This is what I need. The Gemara says, Marich lo yama v'shnosev. If there's ever a time that I need the schus, I need it now. Of course, that's not why we learn it. It's definitely not why Rabbi Asher learned it. But it's a bonus, a side benefit. So the Gemara says that you have to do this, and it's brought in the Shulchan Aruch as a chiyuv in Siman Reish Pei Hei in Hilchos Shabbos. Afal pisha adam shemei kala tera kula kol Shabbos b'tzibur chayiv likros la'atzmo, even though he hears the parsha every Shabbos, but Tzibur Chayiv Likros La'atzmo. He has to land it for himself, B'chol Shavua. Parshas Osa Shavua, Shnai Mikav Echatargum, Afilo Taras V'Dibin. So it's brought in the Shulchan Aruch as a Chiyuv. And a number of the Poskin make a point of saying how this should be treated as precisely that, as a Chiyuv, no less than any other Chiyuv Derabbanan. There's a letter from Moshe Feinstein, which is printed at the beginning of this kuntras here, kuntras Be'elishmos, which is printed here as a haskama to the kuntras. I believe, I don't know if it's the same letter or something similar in the Igris Moshe, in any case, where Moshe writes that this is a chiyuv in every individual. Nobody could patter himself, even a person who's learning all the time, can't say that I'm being osi v'tari anyway, so I don't have to do this particular aspect of it. He says that's, this is Ramesh's lashon. Upashit ubarur. Kemoshel nifter shum adam mikol mitzvah derabbanan betainash oisik b'torah. Just like a person can't exempt himself from any other mitzvah derabbanan by saying that I'm learning, and that takes precedence over it, and I can't get around, can't get to do this mitzvah. So same thing. Kain lo nifteru af mi mitzvah zu. This mitzvah is no less. Ve'adraba. Af misha terasu umnaso. Even people who learn all the time, and even in the conventional sense, the time Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai chaverav shayu p'turim mitzvila derabbanan. They didn't have to daven because they didn't have to say tefillah because they were osik b'torah all the time. Terasu umnaso hayu chayavim b'kriyas haparshas. This they had to do. You're learning all the time, fine, but this is one form of learning that you have to do as well. You have to find time in your schedule, whatever Rav was learning. I'm sure he was learning, Sisrei Torah, as we well know. But he had to find time for Shnayim Mikra Vechatargam as well. Okay, so that's right. Moshe writes and others as well.
Yes. We're not just saying it's a din to Rabban, right? I thought it's not a din, it's only a din to Rabban, it's not, no one brings down that's a chiyuv.
Well, it's a chiyum of Lima Torah Doraisa, but it's not a chiyum of Doraisa, right? To learn in this fashion, it's the Rabbanon that formed the mitzvah, created the mitzvah to do Daf Kishnei Mikra V'Targum. We'll get to Mishnah, try to understand like why, where does it come from, Daf Kishnei Mikra V'Targum. But that's a din to Rabbanon. But about it, when you do it, it's a chiyum of Lima. And one of the things also that we just want to be more later, but part of what's a number of the Gedolim who speak about it say is that the idea is it should be treated like Lima HaTorah, meaning not like Tefillah in the sense that you have to say it. Halavai Tefillah should also be done differently, but Tefillah, minimally you have to say the words. You have to read Ashrei, even if you can't get your mind to focus on what the meaning of the words, which is unfortunate if you can't. But you still have to say Ashrei, and you still have to say the other parts of davening, even if you're not totally focused on what they mean. But when you're learning Torah, you're expected to learn to understand. The idea is lumod in order to understand and to be mekayim.
So we're saying, the targum, we say it out loud and to understand.
Yes, yes, and now we'll get more. Yes, but the idea is to understand it, yes. And we'll talk about that more. Okay, so what I'm saying is that it's a mitzvah of of Liman HaTorah, it's a chiyuv of Liman HaTorah, form of Liman HaTorah that's obligatory upon each person, Liman HaTorah being with the kavanah to understand and to know. Okay, so the question is like, Taka, where did it come from? Like, where did Chazal, why did they make a mitzvah Shnayim Mikra Ve'echa Targum, to Davke, do the Psukim twice and the Targum once? The idea of three Bechal, why basically you're doing every Pasuk three times? So why three times? Where did that come from? Now, unquestionably, there are sodos and nister and a lot of that, but that's I wouldn't be able to even to begin to go into. But in even like a more of a nigla level, I found the same idea expressed by in three places. I originally saw it in the Yarech HaShulchan. Yarech HaShulchan right here in the Simen Reish Pei Hei in Sif Beis, he asked the question straight out. He says, "V'lo noda lanu taimu shel davar." Why were they mechayev this? Why were they mechayev twice mikra vechatargum? Why three times and why shnai mikra vechatargum? So he says, "Ubevadai b'shoshet tikei Moshe Rabbeinu likros b'Torah." It says, I assume that when Moshe Rabbeinu made a takana to lane the Torah in shul, tikin gam kin takana zu. So if it's the Rabbanan, but it's like a real early the Rabbanan, you know, together with the takana of Kriyas HaTorah. Shekol echad yikur shnayim yikur vecha targum. Okay, and he says, but that still doesn't explain why. V'halavushka asav k'dei shibaki b'Torah. So you should be familiar with the Torah. Another says the ain't a maspik a move, and obviously that doesn't explain. So, but okay, but why three times and why shneim kivik
atargim? Was Moshe Rabbeinu himself that was misakin?
That's what the Aruch Hashulchan is saying. Misvara, saying bevaday b'shash shetikim Moshe Rabbeinu lekros b'Torah tikin gam kein takanazu. But why this form? Why shneim kivik atargim? So the Aruch Hashulchan says, he says isa besota. The Gemara says mesech besota davlam zayin amid beis. Klolos upratos nemru besinai, v'nishnu ba'al moed, v'nishtalshu ba'arvas moed. Ayin sham. The Torah basically was taught to Klal Yisrael en masse three times. It was Har Sinai, the whole Torah was given over, klolos upratos, all the, you know, like we have the Rashi at the beginning of Parshas Bahar, that just like every mitzvah was given over, Prateh v'diktukeh was given Har Sinai. A second time it was taught over ba'al moed, meaning Moshe Rabbeinu taught it over, said it over to Klal Yisrael, Kalatarkula, and then a third time, right close to the end of his life, Ba'arvos Moav, when they were, Klal Yisrael was close to entering Eretz Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu was soon to depart from the world, and Arvos Moav, they were taught the Torah again. So Memela Seder Chashok, and he thinks maybe this three times of learning it is connected the three times of Matan Torah. It says, Lachain, Sarech Lumod Gimel Pamim, now Afilim Pasuk Shem Bar Targum. Every pasuk, even if there's no Kamoshi's bar, even the pasuk that has no targum, and that's the shalom. But the Gemara, when the Gemara says they're filo Taras v'divon, where Tosas says the kasha, why they pick out Taras v'divon? Why they pick Reuven v'Shimon? Al kapanim, the idea is that every pasuk has to be learned three times, and so then now here the Aruch Hashulchan just says, ach b'makom sheyesh targum in pesukim that do have targum, which is the vast majority of the pesukim. In order to understand what you're learning, they wanted us to learn a parish, so they picked the targum as the parish. He says, because the hatargum karov l'lashon hakodesh v'nitam b'sinai k'dirminim b'nedarim. So in other words, targum has a tremendous mila that it was given over at Har Sinai. In fact, it says the Gemara says it was given over at Har Sinai, and it was later forgotten. And it was Unkelos. We call it targum Unkelos. Unkelos was mechadish. Unkelos was the one who was zochem to bring it back and to restore it to Klal Yisrael. But it was originally given over at Har Sinai, the targum.
In Aramaic.
Yeah.
Wow.
So the Aruch Hashulchan makes it sounds like, so the third time they said, okay, let's kedai, it's kedai, you're doing it three times, it's kedai, do it once already in a way that you'll get more of a bayer. But what I saw even more, so this is one place, but I saw it in this, again, this country's Ve'ilah Shmos, he brings down, firstly from the Maharal in the Sivas Ha'olam, the Maharal says, V'yesh lishol lama shnayim mikra v'chatagim, why that structure? So he says, "V'yesh lomer k'mitzino shatara nitna b'har Sinai v'nishnas ba'al moed v'nishtal shabar v'smoed." Exactly like the Aruch Hashulchan said some years later, and then but he adds, "Well, ba'arvas moed how you bear hatara." Arvas moed, it wasn't just set over; it was set over with apparently like more of a bear, right? K'dichsev ho'il Moshe bears hatara perish Rashi zal b'shivim lashon. So that the Maharal says, and then a third time. In the third source, again in this country, it brings from the Shalah Chelik Sheni Bahaktomasoi. He says, I promise to explain Godel Hamitzvah Shet Sivu Raboseinu Zichron Lavracha Lahashlim Parshi Yosef Shnai Mikavecha Targum. Ubevadai Hakavonehi. One second, I'm sorry, this is not what I wanted to point to yet, I'm sorry. The third place was the Shalah, but not this paragraph. I want to get back to that paragraph, but, here, this paragraph, the Shalah, and this is in the Chelek Rishon, Sechah Shabbos, excuse me, from the Shalah. He says, V'afilu l'tam ha'nigla, meaning I guess before that he either explained or at least alluded to Nister Dekatayimim for Shnei Mikra, but he says, V'afilu l'tam ha'nigla, shekotsu k'sasim ha'farshim, Mukach kein likro b'targum b'sof, shekosu v'zeh l'shem, hatam hu ki ha-Torah nitna gimel pa'amim, rishon b'har Sinai, pam shenis bo'al moed, shlishis b'har heitev. Mishim hachi anu korin kol pasi beis pa'amim v'agimel targum keneged ba'er hetev.
What's the Shla adding?
What is he adding?
What was he adding that we didn't know from...
Well, so it's like the Maral.
And the
Aruch HaShulchan. Yeah, well, the thing is, the Aruch HaShulchan, in terms of the third time being Targum, he just made it sound
he didn't
like...
He explain the Ber Hetiv.
Right, he made it sound like, say you're doing it already three times, you might as well, why don't we do it once in a way? But they're explaining that in Aris Moab, it was Davka done that way. That's reminiscent, or domed to the way it was done in Aris Moab. Same as the Maral. In fact, he's quoting. He says he's quoting from others. He's quoting other sources before him. Okay, Al-Kaparim, so we have a little bit of an idea of three times that they connected the actual Matan Torah, that it was that was done three times, and the third time it was done with more of a Hesper, Ayin Lashon's done in a way to make sure that you got it, you understood it, and you could get the full Toelis out of it. So that brings us to this point, which the Shlach started making earlier in the first paragraph that I began to read, where he says like this. He says, "Ubevaday hakavani he lilmod ulalamed lishmar velasus ulakayim," as we say in Berachas Kriyashma. Meaning the kavan of Shnayim Bechavei Targum is not simply a text to read. It's not a script to read it just so that you should be really ruggle. The psukim, you could quote the psukim by heart. That's good. That's part of it. The person should be familiar. Person says half a pasuk, he should be able to continue the rest of the pasuk. And though that should be ruggle on his pep. But it's more than that. It's in order to understand it. To lishmar v'lasus ulekayim al kain sarich adam leida ulehisbonein b'chol parshu parsha. Person has to contemplate, has to think into it, pay attention to what he's learning, and try to get a little bit underneath the surface of what he's learning. Ulahavin inyan hamitzvus haksuvim b'zeh haparsha. Hey mitzvus haseh, hey mitzvus lo haseh, atashlum kol hatayag. And he says, v'av shahar b'parshas hein shelo nimsu shameiz the mitzvah, etc. Nevertheless, he mitzvah rabbah, he anaf mi mitzvah she'inim es b'tayag. So the idea is, the Shlach is saying to understand, the idea is davka, to have a havana in order to enhance your fulfillment of the Torah. It's not just a question, again, it's not just a reading, it's not just a davening type of thing. It's meant to be something that we gain from in terms of understanding. And then, now skipping a couple of years to the Chavetz Chaim. The Chavetz Chaim, first of all, in his Sefer Zechar LeMiriam, he writes as follows. Ha'etzo ha'yu'utza shetischazik ho'emuna b'leiv ha'adam. How can a person work on emuna? Emuna in the Kodesh Baruch Hu. He sheyilmod parshas ha'shavua b'chol shavua im perish Rashi v'yidaktek v'ya'ayim behem heitev u'kedichsiv ha'azanta l'mitzvah yisav. Pirush Rashi hatei oznayim ledaktik v'hem lafukeim im korei me'asafa v'lachutz. He says this is in contrast to just reading it, just basically reading the words, lipping the words, lip service. And this is v'chein yom v'yasu tadei b'divrei hanaviim v'ksuvim, etc. So the Chavetz Chaim is saying this is an etzah to achieve emuna, to mechazik one's emuna. But he also says later, in another piece here, Maimer Das Torah, that the ikur of the limud is to understand. And he makes the point now. We're saying echad targum. We know targum means, like we just said, the targum that was given over in Har Sinai and was restored to Klal Yisrael by Unkelus. And avada, that's a very that was the ikur mitzvah, and we saw originally the Aruch HaShulchan said the reason why it was done that way, the reason that was selected is because one of the reasons is because people are familiar with that lashon at that in years past, it's karav lashon hakodesh, and it was a lashon that people were familiar with, so in addition to the fact that it has all the sodas and the ruchnius of it was given from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's a way of, that people Kataka get to understand the Torah. They read it over in Aramaic, they learn it over in Aramaic, and they'll know what they're talking about. But when if that's no longer the case, or by many, many people that's not the case, so it raises the question whether, the question could be put twofold. The first way we could put it is that really the best way to do it? is the best way to do it with Targum, or let's say with only Targum as the only interpretation of the Torah that you're doing, is that the best way? And then the question could be taken a step further, is it even okay? Is one even Yotze with that? Is there even a possibility to say that if you don't understand Targum, then you mean Yotze the Mitzvah. The Mitzvah is, if Targum is to understand what you're learning. And if you're not understanding it through the Targum, then maybe the Targum is not even enough. Now the Shulchan Aruch already says, in Siman Reish Pei Hei, the Mechaber says in Siv Dalet, Mitzvah min ha-muvchar, the best way of doing things is, no, I'm sorry, that's not the words I wanted to read. I skipped. Right here, Siv Beis. Im lamad ha-parsha b'perish Rashi, choshev kamo Targum. If one learns it with Rashi, that's considered like doing it with Targum, meaning, as Mr. Bruce says, Valkein yotzei b'mashikar shnei pamim mikav echa perish Rashi. Even if you don't do the Targum, but osam sukkim she'ein aleim Rashi, yikra osam shalosh pamim. So those sukkim you just do a third time. Because so we saw there's an inyan to three times. But if you do it with Perish Rashi, then you get a sufficient and an adequate, at least adequate, bayer of what's going on of the inyanim in the parsha. And if there's a specific pasuk that doesn't have Rashi, so you do that pasuk a third time. Then continues the Mechaber, V'yirei Shamayim, one who is truly God-fearing, Yikra Targum V'gam Perish Rashi. Should do both. He should learn the Unklis and the Rashi. Zog the Chavetz Chaim, Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Vav, Ki HaTargum Yish L'mayla Shenita B'Sinai. V'gam Hu Mefaresh Kol Milu Mila. The Targum, first of all, is Nita B'Sinai, which you can't get a better explanation of the Torah than given by the Eibishter Kav Yachal, who wrote the Torah. That's number one. The gam who mefarish kol mila umila. It's very extensive and it's an exhaustive parish on the Torah. U parish Rashi is lo mila shu mefarish so inyan al pi midrashi chazal. Yosim yatagam. Rashi goes much more into it and gives us much more depth, more breadth of understanding and of knowledge of the psukim was saying. Uve emes is the Chavetz Chaim says the Mishnah Berurah. Uve emes kein roi linog l'chol adam shiyumid b'chol shavu hasidra in Perish Rashi levada targum. She keish kama parshas b'Torah u'befrat b'chelik v'yikr shiyev shal levinim klali day targum l'chud. Okay. One second. And the Bir Halacha goes into this more. About what's the best way to do it? But in any case, he definitely advocates, doing at least Rashi as well. Meaning, advocates try to do Targum and Rashi, like the Shulchan Aruch says. Rashi Shemayim should do both.
Rebbe was pointing out that to the extent you don't know the types of the Targum, it sort of defeats the purpose of what the Targum is supposed to accomplish. On the other hand, we know that there's a concept, we know like certain tefillahs that say, even if you don't know what tefillah is saying, and you want to say it in English or whatever language you speak, there's the yesod and reading the actual words from the Anshin Yesodor or the Paitan, whatever it is. So the same thing with Targum. You may not know the types, but maybe there's a value still of reading it for the sake of reading it for the chashivas of it. Or those that say you're not yotze if you don't understand what you read.
Well, I don't think those things are contradictory. It could be that even if you're not Yotze, but it still has a Mila, what you just said, the Mila of getting that.
I was Yotze Shnayim Mikra V'Echa Targum, but I still got the...
They got the Mila of learning Targum, which is with all the Chashivas and the, Sodos and whatever that's in. But, right, but that's the question. Is it a fulfillment of the mitzvah? So in the Mishnah Berurah, he says, he recommends doing both. But then there's this, it's a letter from the Chavetz Chaim, it's called Maamar Das Torah, which is printed in a number of places, including here in the Sefer Be'el Shmos, where he's much more outspoken on this matter. And he says like this, he says, Ki bizmane gemara hayo az hatargum limud gadol v'nichbar. It was a very chashuv limud because people understood it, and mimela you got a tremendous amount out of it, and it has all its inherent value, like we said. Shal yado hevinu ha-hamonis ha-Torah. That was the vehicle through which people understood the Torah. Masha ein ken etzlenu b'yomenu eile ein anu yotzi midei chavos hainu b'targum. Chavos hainu, writing in a letter here, that we're not yotzi b'targum. Fi she'ein hamonei achinu b'Yisrael mevinim oso. Utsrichim anu libeir nichbad shifar sheitim zet Torah seinu akdesha. We need some other beir nichbad. The targum was a beir nichbad because man, you understood it. Now it's lacking that aspect of it. So mimeili, we need something else. Ubeir kaze, upeirish Rashi. Vuhu etzlenu midina b'makom hatargum shemilifnim. Very strong words from the Chavetz Chaim. Now, it doesn't say this in the Mishnah Berurah, but the very strong words from the Chavetz Chaim. He's saying that you're not yotzei with targum alone. And it's the Perish Rashi, it's in a Medina, but Mokom and Targa Shemilifnim. And it sounds like he's talking to like, I don't know, to everybody. I mean, it's Leno, okay, of course he was a big honor, but it sounds like almost like he's talking to himself as well. Targum, you know, even for me, neither Chavetz Chaim, Targum doesn't do the trick. Now, there are other Gedolim that say like this. I heard once, Rav Zucker was told this from his Rebbe, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, that he said, if you look in the Unkelos in Parsha Shlach, in Tzitzis is translated as Kris B'doy. So does anybody know what Kris B'doy means? Like, what's Kris B'doy? It's not just like, you know, fringes. It's not just that it is something too. It's Kris B'doy. I gave that example as like a word that if you ask something, what's Kris B'doy? Most people don't have a clue what the word is, and certainly we don't know what the Gemara is. So I just want to, I jotted down a few Makoros. On this issue, let's just pull it up here. Here we go. Okay, so all I've written here is the two makaras that say that the ma'isi is still yotze. First of all, the Halicha Shlomo on the volume on Tefillah, Perek Yud Beis, Sivkat Memches. He says yotze b'targum v'hu ikur hatakana. The ikur hatakana was the targum should be the unkla should be the, you know, the targum. Af im eino mevino al burio, even if you don't understand it properly. O eino mevino kol kach. These are all quotes from the Einu Mevin Lashono Yafe. Veinu Medakte Keke, because you don't get an awful lot out of it. You don't really understand very well what he's saying. It sounds like you're not like totally lost. You're not just like a person who's reading something. You learned how to read the Havdil in a different language, and you're just reading it, but you never learned any translation. All you learned was Kriya. Kriya, the Chinese. You learned how to, you were always fascinated with those things, how to read them. So someone taught you how to read it. So now you can read it, but you have no clue what you're saying. You don't know the first word. So it sounds like maybe for me, that Madrega, maybe not. But the person who has, he has a Shaykhah, I mean, he's been learning Gemara, and he understands a lot of us. He just doesn't, he may be missing a lot of nuance. And a lot of what the Targum is adding to, he's not getting, but he's not getting nothing out of it. So Shlomo Zalman is saying that it is sufficient. You also have the second thing, is just a Shmuel Baal Peh. I don't even know who told it to me that from Rav David Feinstein that you don't say the Targum if you don't understand it. I was listening yesterday to a shiur from Rabbi Daniel Gladstein on this inyan. And he quoted over from a sefer called, I think it's called Gama Neodeka, from Rabbi Gamliel Rabinovich, not the older one, but I think it says a nephew of his with the same name, that he was addressing this question, and he had a number of quotes from Gedolim that say, Yotze, the one I remember is Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky. He quoted Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky, he said it's better than doing Rashi. Mom is not like this Chavetz Chaim, but he says it's better than doing Rashi. So, and then he quoted some others that say not. So, There are.
He qualified it, even if you don't fully understand, or he didn't.
I mean, he was asking, I don't know, but it was some. I mean,
Chaim.
I think Chaim, you know, as great as he was, I think he understood that.
No, he understood about it, but I'm on.
No, I'm saying I think he understood what, you know,
oh,
who people were.
I see.
I don't think he was in the clouds. I mean, I think
right.
He, you know, he knew who he was.
Still recording.
Yeah, and I think he was saying that.
Okay.
So, Okay, but look, let's put it this way. It's the Shaila. It's at least the Shaila whether it's sufficient. I mean, the Chavos Chaim is very, very stark. V'hu etzlein medina b'makom atargum. And he said before, he says, Ein anu yotzim de Chavos Chaim v'targum. Now, the thing is now, though, you know, they have... Arskel has on Unkelus also. There was always in that, even for Arskel, there were some Pirushim on Unkelus, but some of that's very hard to... But now you have an Arskel on Unkelus, which probably you could learn if you use that. So you could, you know, like I think it's indisputable that there are Milas to learning the Targum itself. And besides everything else we said, the Milas that was given over Messina and has Sodas HaTorah, etc. And it's the Ikarat HaKarna, Lashon HaRishon HaZam, and Ikarat HaKarna. Besides that, I remember once telling to a person who was more of a newcomer to learning, and he was asking what he should do, and I told him, but you learn Unkelus, it's going to help you in your Gemara, because you become more familiar with Aramaic through Unkelus, because you're learning the Pasuk, then you're learning the Unkelus. Even though it's supposed to be that the Targum is explaining the Pasuk, but even if you're using the Pasuk to explain the Unkelus for you, meaning based from the Pasuk, I know what Unkelus basically means, but you just learned a lot of Aramaic. I said, just for that reason alone. You're trying to advance in learning the Gemara and everything. So don't give up Unkelus. Learn through Unkelus and it'll help you. So that's, I think, just another reason why it's a milus. So you're definitely milus doing Unkelus and doing the Targum, as it says, the Targum itself. But, we can't discount, definitely can't discount Rashi and... it's a tzarchi in here. Look, the bottom line is there on whom to rely to do just Unkelus without Rashi, especially if you person that has some shaykhs to it? Yeah, there definitely Yeshal Milismoch, the various Gedolim who said that you yotze that way. But at the same time, if a person could make it a project to do Rashi, or at least, let's start the step before that, to try to do the Unkelus with something that helps you understand the Unkelus, like something as whether this R scroll or some other safer that helps you with the Unkelus, then it's a Maila Gedola. And if one could do Rashi, Mamish, it's Gevaldik. It's impossible to overstate the greatness of that the person can find the time to go through the whole parsha with the Targum and with Rashi. But part of the idea we're trying to bring out is that the learning of the Shem Yerucham Targum is supposed to be a learning experience, not more of like a davening experience, and that leads to this point, that what's the right seder of doing it? We have the Shem Yerucham Targum. So, is there a required order in which does it have to be like that twice Mikra Vecha Targum, or could it be could you do the Targum first? Could you do the Targum in the middle? These are three possibilities. So it's interesting that the Chafetz Chaim is very clear that you're supposed to do both times Mikra first, and it's even perhaps a shaila whether you yotzi even b'di'evit that way. I'm talking about the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah in Reish Pehei Sivka involved lo yikra hatargum tchila v'chakach Mikra. You should not do the Targum first and then Mikra. Eli yikra l'chatchila shnayim Mikra mikodem v'chakach Targum. Very clear. First l'chatchila twice the Mikra, and then third the Targum, the way it was done in, Har Sinai, and then Ol Moed, and then Arvas Moed.
That makes sense. The Targum is to explain the Pasuk. You're going to read the Targum before you read the Pasuk. It doesn't, the cart before the horse.
Right, except that the question would be, well, maybe in the middle. Maybe you should do the Mikra, and then the Targum. So in fact, it's brought that way. Here. It says, Archas Rabbeinu, from the Stipler, Isa, Sheshama Mimakar Neman, I mean, the one who wrote it, I guess, Rabbi Harvard, says, Shama Mimakar Neman, from a reliable source, Shachazanish Hayakore Echred Mikra, the Achra of Echred Targum, Vishuv Shenis Mikra. He would do Mikra, Targum, Mikra. The Hizbir Chazonish, Shomer Targum, Kide Lohavin Mashakar, Lefizim Establish Shomer Miyad Achra Mikra Rishon. Do the Pasik, and Now you read the pasuk. What did I just say? What did I just learn? So now learn the explanation. Oh, now I got the explanation. Okay, now go over the pasuk again with an enhanced appreciation. Now that I got it, now that I know what it means when it says, whatever the pasuk is. Now that I have an idea what the pasuk means, now learn the pasuk again with understanding it. Apparently, it says that the Chazon Ish, did it this way and held that this was the best way to do it.
Who says that we might not be yotze? Because it wasn't a chavetz chaim, right?
So
how could he say that if he also said that as lenu we need Rashi?
Well, okay, but that we need the rabbi. I'm saying, but that doesn't mean you have to do it before the mikra. It's still the way. According to the Chavetz Chaim, the way to do it is to first do the pasuk twice. That's what, and then get pshat. Then learn.
So if you were relying on Rashi, would it be do the pasuk?
Pasuk Rashi, right?
But you don't do two times if there's no corresponding Rashi.
No, if there's no corresponding Rashi, Mishpura says you have to do it three times. You have to do the pasuk three times.
That's a pasuk, right?
Especially if you're not doing, if you're doing Unkelosin and Rashi, so then, you know.
Yeah.
Right, even though I don't know what the Chavetz Chaim would say, because he might say, well, you're not Yotzi with Unkelos, but but it's probably not worse than doing the Pasuk, you know, a third time. If you do the Pasuk a third time, but Yotzi that way, so I can do Unkelos. I did the Pasuk, I got the words of the Pasuk, now I got the Stam and the Chavetz Chaim would agree to that. So if you're doing Unkelos and Rashi, so then fine, the Pasuk and the don't have Rashi, fine, you'll get away, you'll be Yotzi with Unkelos. But if you're doing just Rashi, that's your only explanation, you're only quote unquote targum, then you have to do the psukkah without Rashi, you have to do three times. Okay, but the point is in terms of the order. So the Mishnah Berurah is very clear. He says Mefurish that you should davka do twice mikra and then targum. And in the Sharetzion, he's quoting this from the Divrei Chamudos, that was the Tosfos Yontif. He says, Ayin Shem Shekosev Dibidieved Yotze Af Bikari Targum Be'emsa. Bidieved you'd be Yotze. What the Chazanish held was, you know, the best way to do it. He brings the Rechamar, okay, you don't see me the Evid. But if you do, you know, the Targum first, then the two times Mikra, it's not even Pashat, that you even see me the Evid. The Dirshu here brings in 21. If Imkara said Targum, Lefnesha, Kara, Afilo, Pamachas Mikra, his stopic access to Shulchan, Imbidiyevit, Yotzi de Chova. If you did it that way, better to do the Targum again. Now, you see, the Milo, or an advantage, if you're able to do it that way, like if you know, those who will say, follow the Chazanish and do it, this way you can learn one-time Mikra during Kriya Satorah, because the din is, by just listening to Kriya Satorah, you're not Yotze, even one-time Mikra. But if you're laying along with the Balkare, you are. So, but if you want to do it, the Chavetz Chaim, the way the Mishnah Berurah says to do it, twice Mikra, then Targum, if you want to be up to the Balkari, then you're putting yourself in a hard position. Now they finish Kriya Satorah, now you have to do the entire Targum, and you know we didn't talk about yet the best time to do it, but once they're already finished davening, it's Shabbos morning after davening, and you haven't even started the Targum, you're not in the strongest position. So if you want to, you know, save time by laying along with the Balkari and as one of your times Mikra, so if you go with the Chazanish, or at least, so then you're fine, it'll work. You do Mikra and Targum, and then you finish up when they do increase the Torah, that's your second time Mikra, and now you're good. But the Chazanish is not out of order. The Chazanish shows that that's the best way. If you like the Chavetz Chaim, like the Mishnah Berurah, it's not the Chavchila, but even that is B'dievet. So, you know, so one might want to weigh and say, look, if the Chazanish is the Chatchila, and at least even the Mishnah Berurah brings down that it's good, but the Eved, weighing everything, especially if I'm trying to do, I want to do Rashi too. I want to do Targum and Rashi. And I can't wait till after Kriya Satorah. Elamai, so I'll do the Pasuk a second time. I could do that, but you know, I'm investing more time now so that I could do the Rashi. I'm talking about in somebody else, you know, I'm not talking about myself, projecting somebody else is saying, I'm investing more time by doing the Rashi now too, so at least let me save a little bit of time on one time Mikra by doing it with the Balkari. If I do that, I can't wait to start all the Rashi and all the Targum is impossible. What is that? Dominates. I don't believe that'll work, especially in Florida. It's not that early. So this might be an idea. I'd say, look, I'll be samich on the chavis on the divrei chamudis is b'di'evid, which is the chazanish is the chatchila, and do it. Mikra. Okay. In any case, as we're saying, it's supposed to be a lima now. So, but if you're doing Rashi, though, so first of all, there's a need then about, do you have to articulate it? Do you have to say it out loud? So there are, some say this, some say that. The Pashas is yes. The Pashas is that just like the ogulus, you're supposed to. It's not just a hear her thing. It's a limud Torah. It's which means to say a pashya. You're supposed to the words. And if you're being certainly if you're using Rashi as your targum, you might want to say if I'm doing ogulus. I'm being some mechaner shlomo zalman and Chaim Kanievsky and other gedolim say I'm yotzi with targum. And Elamai, I want to do the Rashi as well. So then, you could argue more that if you do the Rashi without, if it's saying every word in the Rashi is going to really bog you down more and you'll get it done, arguably. But if you're being so mech on the Rashi for your targum because you're not doing any other targum, or because you're holding like the Chavetz Chaim in the Maimar Das Torah that you're not yotzei with Uncle Sin, only being yotzei with the Rashi, then you really got to say the Rashi out loud. The only thing is, maybe the Rashi you could say in a different language, like English. Maybe if you have a Chumash, one of the contemporary reliable translations or explanations of Rashi, done by Talmid Chachamim, Api Mefarshi Rashi, etc. So maybe that would be good enough. That maybe I don't have to read the Rashi in Lashon HaKodesh. The Unkelus, if I'm doing Unkelus, the whole idea is Unkelus, exactly his words. But Rashi, although Avadah is Halakite, I'm not. I'm not denying that, and chashivas, and all sorts of mindless to the lashon of Rashi. But maybe already, if I do Rashi in English, in a proper English translation, maybe that's good enough. So I once discussed this with Rabbi Zucker, and then he was masking to that. That if you have I'm adding this the proper translation of it. Of how to say that. If you have a proper, a reliable translation of Rashi, then that would be like doing Rashi. That's that would suffice as targum. Even if you're not doing unkelus, that would suffice. Okay, so we'll hold it here for now. Hopefully, we got at least a little tam for what the mitzvah is and the best way to do it. I remember I just like when I came to Eretz Yisrael when I just turned 17 and I came out of high school. And I met a bach in the yeshiva there. I went to Chavetz Chaim in Yerushalayim, and it was a bach who had he had been there already the year before. I was talking, and he said to me that he only does half the parsha Rashi, and I understood that he meant that he's he's only doing like half the parsha each year because he can't do the whole thing. So 1 year the first year, the second half, and that's his whole targum. So I was flabbergasted. How can you do that? The Mishnah with Targum. You have to do the whole. Then finally he clarified. He does Shneimer with Targum. On top of that, he does Rashi. I mean, he was doing Unkelus or whatever, and on top of that, he was doing Rashi. But that he found it too hard to do the whole Rashi every year, so he did half. So I felt very ashamed because I wasn't doing Rashi at all. I was happy that I was doing Unkelus. And I'm looking down. I'm like, half the parsha. How can you half the parsha? No, half the parsha. That's where you finish. He's first starting. Where I finish, he's first starting with half the parsha. So anyway. Everybody has to think about what works for himself, but and taking consideration what we learned tonight, and endeavor to fulfill the mitzvah in a proper manner.
Whoever you start off the share, used the word, and I don't know if everybody meant it literally, but I'm so much. Mikra, so we used the word mating. When you read the mikra, do you have to?